Ireland's no to the Lisbon Treaty has plunged the European Union into crisis, with no clear picture yet of what next for the Union. Here in the Czech Republic, Eurosceptics like President Václav Klaus have been quick to describe Lisbon as dead. Others, like the Prime Minister, are taking a more cautious approach. Jan Wellinger has the details.
For EU leaders, this was a most unwanted result, a rejection of EU's reform treaty by one of its 27 member states. 3 years after referenda in France and the Netherlands doomed the EU constitution, a new referendum has cast doubt on its successor. 53.4% to 46.6% in Ireland voted against last week, making it unclear how the Union will function in the future. All 27 states are needed to ratify the Treaty of Lisbon for it to come into effect. Prior to Ireland's rejection, 18 countries had already done so. That reality left the President of the European Commission, José Barroso, and others calling for remaining countries to continue with the ratification process. Here in the Czech Republic, which has not yet ratified the document, the Irish vote has left politicians divided. While the Prime Minister, Mirek Topolánek of the Civic Democratic Party, has been cautious, adopting a wait-and-see approach, the country's President, Václav Klaus, was quick to pounce, suggesting the treaty was finished. Others like MEP Jan Zahragil agree more or less the same. We spoke to Mr. Zahragil on Monday as he was en route to Strasbourg.
I think that the rules are clear. Either all agree or the treaty cannot be made valid. So I don't see any much sense in further ratification. I think that we should probably follow what happened after the rejection of the constitutional treaty in France and Netherlands. And this is some reflection period, and then we might try to find another solution. Formally, of course, we or countries that have not ratified it can continue, but I don't see very much common sense in that.
But some members of the government, like the Education Minister Ondřej Liška, disagree, as do members of the opposition, such as the Deputy Speaker of the Lower House, Lubomír Zaorálek. He spoke to Radio Prague earlier on the phone from Ostrava.
Certainly it's very serious complication, but I'm convinced that we have to continue this process of ratification because maybe we have this unsuccess in Ireland, but on the other hand, we have big global challenges, climate change and process of security in Europe and immigration and so. It is no time to wait, and I'm convinced that we know the deepest integration in the European Union, and we need this document, Lisbon Treaty, and we have to ask Ireland to help solve this situation. I can imagine that it could be any opt-out for Ireland now, and we have to negotiate this with our partners in Ireland and to find solution. I hope that we are strong enough maybe to manage the situation.
This week, EU leaders will meet at a summit in Brussels to discuss the rocky road ahead, although which options will be favored in the end remains unclear. This Monday also, the French President Nicolas Sarkozy, in favor of continuing ratification, arrives in Prague. He too is expected to reiterate the need for ratification to continue to save the Treaty of Lisbon from a less than glorious fate.
Jan Wellinger, thanks for